Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachis Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis mentions the halacha that a person has to be mechavin when he's davening. The Gemara mentioned it before, but here the Gemara says, "Hamispal tzarach sheichavin es libay bekulan." A person, when he davens, has to be mechavin on all the brachas. V'meina yachal lechavin mekulan, yechavin es libay ba'achas. If he can't be mechavin for all the brachas, he should at least have kavanah for one of the brachas. The Gemara says, which one of the brachas? The Gemara quotes from Rabbi Chiya and Rav Safra in the name of Chad Ve'Rebi Ba'avis. A person has to have kavana in the first bracha of Shemana Esrei L'Chalapachis, even if he can't be mechavin for all the brachas. And the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchas Tefila passes this halacha that a person, even if he can't be mechavin for all the brachas, he at least has to be mechavin for one of the brachas, which is the first bracha of Shemana Esrei Birchas Ha'avos. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, in his sefer Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, asks a stira on the Rambam. As we mentioned, the Rambam Perek Yud of Hilchas Tefila paskins, like this Gemara we just said, that a person doesn't have to have kavana in all the brachas in order for him to be yetzei Shemana Esrei. Even if he only has kavana in the first bracha, in the bracha of Avos, that's enough to be yetzei Shemana Esrei. But the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezvav, paskins, Kol Tefila She'ena B'Kavana, Eina Tefila. The Mispal B'Loi Kavana, Chazer Mispal B'Kavana. And the Rambam doesn't say that this is only in the first bracha of Avos. So how could it be that the Rambam in Perek Yur seems to paskin that the only bracha you have to have Kavana for to be Ma'akev is the first bracha? And here he just says, if you're not Mechavin, it's not a Tefila, and you're not Yetza. Reb Chaim says that there are really two types of kavanas. One is pirush hadvarim, pirush hamilas, that a person has to understand the words that he's saying while he's davening. And the other type of kavana, which he actually breaks the two parts, but he says, this kavana is that a person has to be mechavin when he's davening, that is oimel lefnei Hashem, and he quotes a Rambam in Halachat HaZayin, where the Rambam says, she'yifana libay b'chol ha'machshavos v'yira atzmai ki'ilu hu oimel lefnei Hashchina. Person has to clear his mind of all thoughts when he's davening, and he has to realize that he's standing in front of Hashem. And he says that this is not midine kavana. This that a person has to have in mind and realize he's standing in front of Hashem, that's not kavana. That's etzem maisa tefila. That is the actual essence of davening. And he says that someone whose mind is not clear and he doesn't see himself standing in front of Hashem and davening, he's missing the whole maisa of tefila. He's a misasik ba'alma. And he adds that mitzvah tzrichas kavana is also necessary for the whole davening. And that's also a point that a person has to keep in mind when he's davening. So he explains that this that the Rambam says, that a person who's not mechavin for the whole tefillah, he's missing the ma'aseh tefillah. That's what the Rambam means, that he's not yotza. And that's necessary for the whole tefillah. Masha'en kein, pirush hamilos, understanding what you're saying is only a t'nai in tefillah. But that's not the chefza of tefillah, that's not ma'isa tefillah, and that's not ma'akiv, as long as you have the pirush hamilas in the bracha of Avos. Reb Chaim continues with another diyuk in the Rambam, that the Rambam in Perek Dalet says that a person is not allowed to daven asher tisyashiv daitoy, v'yedeh sheyachol ispal. A person can't daven until he calms his mind and he knows that he'll be able to daven with kavana. But in Perek Yur, he doesn't say that. When he discusses the halacha that a person has to have kavana l'chol hapachas for the bracha of Avos, it doesn't say this, that a person can't daven unless he knows that. And he explains that the kavana of Oymen Lefnei HaMelech is the kiyum d'oraisa. And therefore, a person can't daven if he doesn't have these kavanas. So if he knows before he starts that he's not going to be able to clear his mind for the whole davening, Reb Chaim explains to the Rambam holds that he can't start. Masha'en kein pirush hamilas is a takanas chachamim. It's only a derabanan. So even if he knows before he starts davening that he's not going to be able to be mechavin pirush hamilas for the whole davening, then he's still allowed to start davening because at least he'll have the kiyum d'oraisa. If you take a look in the gulyonis of the Chazon Ish in the back of the Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, he's very troubled with the way Reb Chaim explains the Rambam. He says it's a dover she'i efshir that a person could have kavana the whole davening that is Oymel Lefnei HaMelech. And he brings a riot to what he's saying. And if you look over there, he answers the stira that Reb Chaim asks in the Rambam another way. But then the Chazanish ends off with a chizik for those that have trouble being mechaven the whole time, that they're standing in front of Hashem when they're davening. And he says that any person who gets up to daven, you can't call him a misasik, because he has at least a weak idea that what he's doing is standing and davening in front of Hashem. He says, even if the tefillah is not the best, it's not retzuyo mekubelas kol kach, but at least he has the kiyum of davening as an oymel lefnei Hashem, and he's not a misasik. And with that, every person should be zeicha to have kavana with the whole tefillah, and be zeicha that our tefillah should be niskabel berachamim uveratzin. Have a wonderful day.